What is up, you guys? Welcome to another edition of Controversial Thoughts. These are my favorite thing to do now. It seems like everybody likes them. So stoked about them, so I will keep doing them. I'm also super stoked about what we're doing at Heart and Soil. We got Blood Builder and Histamine coming out, and Histamine and Immune coming out in a week and a half, in addition to Firestarter, Gut and Digestion, and Beef Organs. And I came across some amazing papers as I was researching beef tallow that I want to share with you guys. If you had any doubts about the magic of animal fats, behold, there is so much cool stuff here. I'm going to try and make this one shorter because I always talk a long time. I'm going to try and make this a short controversial thoughts. Here we go. Beef tallow increases apoptosis or apoptosis, depending how you say it, and decreases aberrant crypt foci formation relative to soybean oil in the rat colon. In this study in rats, they gave rats cancer by giving them dimethylhydrazine, and they fed them either casein, which is a milk protein, or beef protein, and soybean oil versus tallow in a 2x2 factorial design for 9 weeks. And the thing is that they're inducing cancers with dimethylhydrazine. What fared the best? The casein versus beef protein didn't have much of a difference, suggesting meat doesn't cause or worsen colon cancer, number one. But the real exciting part of the study was that beef tallow reduced the number of aberrant crypt foci and decreased fecal bile acid concentrations and increased mucosal apoptosis with tallow consumption. And these are not consistent with a role for this fat in increasing the risk of colon cancer. Soybean oil fared worse. So in rats fed soybean oil, they had more aberrant crypt foci, which are precancerous lesions. Tallow was protective. Get your animal fat in your diet. That's why we made Firestarter, if it's easier for you guys. Get your animal fat in your diet. This is a really cool interventional study, which is often ignored when people are told that meat or animal fat causes cancer, that shows that meat and animal fat prevents it or improves outcomes. Do not sleep on this. Really cool stuff. I want to show you another thing that I've been thinking about recently. If you listen to the podcast with Ben Bickman, sorry, Ben, I mispronounced your name. We talked about adipocyte hypertrophy and how the centerpiece of metabolic dysfunction appears to be the fact that our adipocytes cannot divide, that they get stuck and they overexpand. They're like that Veruca Salt on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She just blows up into a huge blueberry and then she explodes. That's the problem with our fat cells and metabolic dysfunction. When they get super big, they get extended, they get inflamed, and it's problematic because they can't divide. If you have adipocyte hyperplasia, which is adipocyte division, you can prevent metabolic dysfunction. You can be fat but metabolically healthy if you have lots of small adipocytes. If you're fat and you have lots of big adipocytes, then you are metabolically unwell. They release inflammatory markers, they release excess free fatty acids, and insulin resistance, that is, metabolic dysfunction ensues. Why do adipocytes sometimes get broken in their cell division mechanisms? A lot of it has to do with PPAR gamma signaling and things that inhibit PPAR gamma signaling. If you listen to the podcast with Ben Bickman, thiazolidinediones, things like the medications pioglitazone and Actos, are signals for PPAR gamma. They trigger our adipocytes to divide. They don't fix the problem, but they're triggering broken adipocytes that won't divide to divide, and they prevent metabolic dysfunction, but you're getting fatter because you're getting more adipocytes. Why is it that adipocytes sometimes become hypertrophic, distended like Veruca Salt, instead of dividing? Found a really cool paper showing that 4-HNE, one of these oxidative products of linoleic acid metabolism, could be involved here. Role of physiologic levels of 4-HNE on adipocyte biology, implications for obesity, metabolic syndrome. They used 3T3L1 adipocytes. They demonstrate that acute and repeated exposure to physiological low concentrations of HNE is sufficient to promote oxidative stress, impaired adipogenesis. They alter the expression of adipokines like adiponectin and increase lipolytic gene expression and increase free fatty acid release. That is Veruca Salt about to explode with more 4-HNE in your cells. Is one of the products of linoleic acid metabolism breaking your fat cells, preventing them from expanding and causing metabolic dysfunction? I think it's very possible. It's really interesting. I've showed lots of previous videos in which I explain that increased levels of linoleic acid in the diet lead to increased levels of linoleic acid in the adipocytes, the fat cells, and increased levels of linoleic acid in the adipocytes lead to increased levels of 4-HNE, 4-hydroxynonenal. It's pretty well established. Big fat cells cause metabolic dysfunction. Excess linoleic acid causes 4-HNE. 4-HNE causes big fat cells. It's an overly simplified model, but it's pretty interesting. I'm going to have Peter from Hyperlipid on the podcast in the next few weeks and Tucker Goodrich to talk more about this stuff. The last piece of the magic of beef tallow and the horrors of linoleic acid is a set of fatty acids called odd chain fatty acids, OCFAs, and the benefits of OCFAs. And specifically, I've gotten really interested in pentadecanoic acid, C15. I think you're going to see more and more supplements coming out with this, but guess what? It occurs in animal fat. Efficacy of dietary odd chain saturated fatty acid, pentadecanoic acid, parallels broad associations, associated health benefits in humans. Could it be essential? You're damn right it could be essential. It's not made in our bodies. It's very low. And because we've been told to avoid foods that contain pentadecanoic acid, C15, the majority of which are dairy fat, fish, and animal fat, is very small in plants, we are low in pentadecanoic acid. Dietary odd chain fatty acids, OCFAs, are present in trace levels in dairy fat, fish, ruminant fat, and plants, though the levels in plants are pretty darn low. Higher circulating concentrations of OCFAs, pentadecanoic acid, C15, and heptadecanoic acid, C17, are associated with lower risks of cardiometabolic diseases. Higher dietary intake is associated with lower mortality. Again, this is observational epidemiology, but we can generate some freaking compelling hypotheses here. Population-wide OCFA levels, however, have been declining over recent years. Why? Because we've been told not to eat saturated fat. Further studies are needed to evaluate the potential impact of decades of reduced OCFA-containing foods as contributors to C15 deficiencies and susceptibilities to chronic disease. Is it also possible that your fat cells are broken because they are deficient in things like pentadecanoic acid or other fats that are uniquely found in animal foods? I think it is. We see the trends and they are striking. Now, if you have any questions about where you get pentadecanoic acid, I give you this study. Differentiation of lard, chicken fat, beef fat, and mutton fat by GCMS EAIRMS techniques. Look at this chart. C15, pentadecanoic acid. Beef fat, lamb fat, way more. There's none in chicken fat, and there's almost none in lard. Ruminant animal fat is where you get these C15, these odd chain fatty acids that are associated, generating some very compelling hypotheses about human health. Is it possible that C15 deficiency is connected with impaired adipocyte hyperplasia, overly distended adipocytes? I think it is. Or other susceptibility to chronic disease? It is in animal fat. This is why we need to eat things like tallow. It's why we made Firestarter to make it easy to get tallow. Or just eat suet, all these things. Get your organs. If you can't get the organs, get the desiccated organs. We make them at Heart and Soil. You guys know where to find us, heartandsoil.co, heartandsoil.co. I'm going to wrap it up there with all the magic of animal fats, the incredible benefits of tallow, the incredible benefits of C15. You can always email me, Dr. Paul, drpaul, heartandsoil.co, if you have questions. Histamine and Immune, Blood Builder are coming out in a week and a half, 1 week from now. Super stoked about that. In addition to Firestarter, gut and digestion, beef organs, bone marrow and liver. Get the NoCCL Nutrition however you can. If you're eating organs, you don't need supplements, but if you can't, that's why we do what we do, you guys, to make it easier for you guys to do this, to give you the desiccated organs, to make it easier if you're traveling, just to get them into your lives and your family's lives. It's not crucial. You can definitely get them fresh. If you can do that, get it. But get the organs, get the fat, however you can. If it's more convenient, get it from us, heartandsoil.co. Appreciate you all. Stay radical. You are part of the remembering. Shed your amnesia. Reclaim your ancestral birthrights, radical health. Shed the amnesia of 2020. Love you all. Talk to you soon. I told you, short, controversial thoughts.